The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Each year, St. Charles Seminary sends its seminarians to all the parishes in the Archdiocese for the annual appeal. I've been able to be here at home for this appeal, so this is my third year coming home to be for family. As always, you know, one of the things you hear me say is that it's a blessing to be home, but God knows when it's time for me to come home. I had the opportunity to come home and be with our family right when those times come that the Lord knows that my water jar, that my flower pot is about to run empty, and I am filled up when I come back home. A few weeks ago, as we celebrated the close of our anniversary year, Bishop Senior, our rector at the seminary, quoted, he said, and I quote, "This parish is flowering with vocations." Those vocations go through St. Charles Seminary, where Melvin is preparing to be a deacon, I am preparing for priesthood, and two members of our family, Sheila and Kanika, graduated from the School of Theological Studies. And that in itself shows our presence at the seminary. But seminarians came here before I started coming to Mass here. And your generosity to the seminary was sowing those seeds, making the investment. In the movie, The Prince of Egypt, the Hebrew people, upon hearing and receiving Moses, finding that finally their deliverance was at hand, they sang out joyfully, "For so long we prayed, with no proof that anyone could hear us. For so long we prayed, with no proof that anyone would hear us." And yet the seeds that you sowed in the years before my arrival, those seeds were your prayers that had produced a Sheila and a Kanika and a Melvin and a Jamie. Your continued generosity is the continuance of those prayers. You see, I believe in a God who will not let our flower pot go empty, because I believe that there's someone else that the Lord will call. I believe someone else will hear God's voice that says, "Come and follow me." But there has to be a place for them to go. I'm gonna say that again. There has to be a place for them to go. If there is no seminary, there won't be a priest in our parishes. There won't be deacons in our parishes. There won't be men and women lay leadership in our parishes. So as we continue to pray and continue to sow the seeds of generosity, we are making an investment in our future as the church in North Philadelphia. We are making an investment into our church in Philadelphia. We are making an investment into our worldwide Holy Roman Catholic Church. On the day of our celebration, Catholic Philly was here, the newspaper for the Archdiocese, and they did an interview with Father Thorne. And speaking of me, Father Thorne said, "One of our sons is preparing for the priesthood at the seminary." One of our sons. You've often heard me say that I don't talk about us as Martin de Porres Parish. I always tell other people, I tell my brother seminarians, that we are St. Martin de Porres family. And over the years, I never contemplated what my place in the family was. And hearing Father Steve call me one of our sons, I am not an elder, but there are young men in our community like Keith who call me Uncle Jamie. For many of you, I am Brother Jamie. For many of you, I am your son, Jamie. I am a member of this family. I am one of your sons. But you have other sons. You have 173 sons who come from the Church of Philadelphia, the Church of Raleigh, the Church of Lincoln, the Church of Harrisburg, the Church of Greensburg, the Church of Arlington. The 173 men who study at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary, they are your sons too. Because the investment that you make, again, is not only for Jamie Moses at St. Martin de Porres. It is for Jamie Moses, it is for Eric Tamney, it is for Joseph Creevy, and all the 173 men who are preparing to be your priests, the priests who will marry your children, the priests who will baptize you, the priests who will send your loved ones home when the Lord calls them. You are making an investment into our future as the church. And your generosity is needed now. You all have bills to pay. Water bill, gas bill, electric bill. The seminary has those exact same bills. The seminary has a food bill. The seminary has the insurance bill. Those bills are met through the men and women who are in our pews, the men and women who are all of you. And it's easy, you know, one of the things people have asked me over these past 2 years now, 2 years that I've been at St. Charles, and this is my third. The question that always is asked of me is, why do you want to be a priest? But that question has changed in recent days as we look at the scandals and the violence and the evil that has come into our church. And the question has changed for me is, why do you want to be a priest now? See, I'm one of those old school Catholics. I'm one of those cradle Catholics. So with devotion in my heart, I can sing Father Si, Tantum Ergo, and O Salutaris Ostia. I can sing, Holy God, we praise thy name, and with devotion, O God, beyond all praise. And I can sing the old hymns from devotion in my heart. But see, my heart gets kind of full, and I have to tap down into the deep core of my soul, because this Catholic boy knows how to sing that I am a soldier on the battlefield. And as I prepare with my brother seminarians to do battle with the evil one, as we prepare to cast him out, as we prepare to lift up the name of Jesus, we tap down a little bit more because we know it's a long journey ahead of us. But my ancestors, Sister Angela said, I don't feel no ways tired. And see, I remember my grandmother saying that even when the dark is there, and even when it seems all is lost, I can sing from the depths of my soul that I don't believe he has brought me this far to leave me. And in the end, I pray when he will say, well done, good and faithful servant, come and inherit the reward prepared for you from that spot, Sister Tanya, down in my core. I can look at my Jesus and say, great is thy faithfulness. You see, we are on a journey. We are committed. The 173 sons that you have. For those of you who have been in the military and those of you who have been in battle, you know that when the battle gets rough, you wait for the reinforcements, Brother Doug, to come in. We, the 173, are ready to jump in and become the reinforcements and to carry the banner of Holy Mother Faith. But every army needs resources, and it needs support. And those resources come, my sisters and brothers, from you. This is our church, yours and mine together. And we who are preparing for priesthood, preparing for the diaconate, who are in the School of Theological Studies, preparing to serve the Lord in his holy church, need men and women like you who will say, yes, I will help these 173 sons. Yes, I will help these diaconate candidates. Yes, I will help my brothers and sisters. And by your help, you are continuing the seeds of the prayers that you raised so long ago. For so long we prayed with no proof that anyone would hear us. My first year in the seminary, I met an elderly woman at the cathedral. And she walked up to me. I had never met her before. And she said, are you Jamie Moses? And I said, yes, ma'am. And she said, you don't know me, but I've heard about you. And I said, ma'am? And she sat me down in the pew and she said, it's been a long time since a black priest has been raised up. And her words were, I have prayed that the Lord will let me see one more before he calls me home. And she grabbed my hands and she said, I pray that he gives me the day to see you lay on that floor and then I can go home in peace. Now, I've never seen this woman again, and every time we have events at the cathedral, large events, I look for her, and I've never seen her. But her words are with me. Her words are with the 173 of us. And her words must be with all of you. I tease Raheem a lot about being a priest. But I see something in him. I see so much in our young people to be the future leaders who will come through St. Charles and join the ranks of the soldiers on the battlefield. Your generosity on the last day, we will gather home and we will proclaim to each other in the presence of the Lord. Indeed, the Lord has done great things for us and we are filled with joy. Amen.